this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Inequality in a globalized economy are one of the greatest challenges now facing democracies worldwide, according to U.S. President Barack Obama Wednesday in a speech closing the Greek leg of his European farewell tour.
Open democratic societies can deliver more prosperity because when people are free to think for themselves and share ideas and discover and create, the young people who are here, what they're able to do through the internet and technology, that's when innovation is unleashed, when economies truly flourish.
President Obama was Wednesday wrapping up the Greek leg of a farewell European trip with a visit to the Acropolis before heading to Berlin. You can read more details on the president's trip at voanews.com. With reports of internal clashes among his team and widespread speculation about who will be part of his cabinet, U.S. President-elect Donald Trump said on Twitter late Tuesday that the week-old process of transferring power from President Barack Obama's administration to his is going fine. Trump wrote, he's the only one who knows who the finalists are. On Wednesday, the vice president-elect, Mike Pence, is due to meet in Washington for lunch with Vice President Joe Biden. A suicide bomber on foot struck a government vehicle in Kabul Wednesday, killing at least 6 people and wounding 10 others. That's according to officials in an attack claimed by the Islamic State group. Pakistan has ordered the deportation of 130 teachers. They're affiliatedly alleged with the attempted coup in Turkey. This is VOA News.